Well, this is Epiphany, the day after the 12th day of Christmas. And Epiphany is a celebration of the wise men coming and Jesus revealing himself to the wise men. That's why they call it Epiphany. Epiphany is a manifestation or an appearing of an especially a spiritual being. And Jesus is the Son of God. Well, the wise men saw his star rising in the east. The Old Testament talked about his star rising. Balaam saw his star and wrote about it. And when the wise men saw it, they had been looking for the coming of the Messiah, the King of Israel. And so they made plans to go and see him and worship him. But they were at least 600 miles from Jerusalem. Could have been 1,200, depending on the route that they took. It would have taken them anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months to make that journey, and it would have taken them 6 weeks to 3 months to prepare for it, and maybe some other time. And so the Bible says by the time they got to Bethlehem, Jesus was no longer an infant. He was no longer a babe. He was a child. And that's why Herod said 2 years old and younger. Jesus could have been 6 months old, a year old, somewhere in there, or even a little older. But when you're looking for a newborn king, where do you go? You go to the palace where the king of the Jews lives. And so the wise men came to Herod, because Herod was appointed by the Romans to be the king of the Jews. And the wise men, the Bible said, brought, well, it mentions three gifts that they brought to Jesus. And these three gifts were, and I've got them up here, you can look at them, gold. And I know I talk about this every year. What did gold represent? Say again? Wealth, yes. It was something that was only passed between kings and royalty. And the common person would not be given a gift of gold. And by the wise men bringing this gold and this wealth to Jesus, they were recognizing him as king, the newborn king. And it's probably what Joseph and Mary used to live on when they went to Egypt for a while. The wise men also brought him frankincense. It's this gold pitch, comes from a tree. Anybody want to remember what frankincense represented? Yes, it did. It represented, it was only burned in the presence of God. It was only burned in the synagogue. Today, if you go to Europe, you'll smell it burned in some churches, or if you go to some Catholic churches, you will smell frankincense. And when you see the priest walking with a chain and smoke coming out of a little bucket, that's frankincense that's burning. And it represents the presence of God. It was not burned as a fragrance in somebody's home, only in the presence of God. So by the wise men giving him frankincense, what were they saying? Yeah, presence of God is in you. That's what they were saying. And then they gave him myrrh, also the pitch from a tree. Myrrh was used by the Egyptians. It was liquefied and used as an embalming fluid. It was also liquefied and used as a painkiller. And in the New Testament, when Jesus is on the cross, it says they gave him, wine mixed with myrrh, the painkiller. The soldiers that offered him that wanted to help him with his pain, and the Bible said he refused it. Now, kind of an odd gift to give a baby, an embalming fluid and a painkiller. Unless, what are the wise men saying to Jesus through that gift? That you will suffer pain and die embalming fluid for the sins of the world. The newborn King of the Jews, gold, you are a king. Frankincense, God is in you. And myrrh, your mission is to suffer and die. And you can look at these three gifts. You can even handle them or smell them and see what they're like. But when the wise men told that to Herod, that they had come to see the newborn king of the Jews, Herod was angry. Herod was a madman. Herod killed people almost every day. And that's why it said when Herod got angry, all of Jerusalem was disturbed, because who's he going to kill now? He killed at least two of his sons, two of his wives, and many other relatives. There was a saying that it was safer to be a pig in Herod's barnyard than to be a family member of him. So I told you there was a connection between the wise men and Herod and Jesus and Isaac and Esau and Jacob. And here's the connection. The connection is in the birthright. And notice I have entitled my sermon today, The Birthright of a Child of God. You see, when Isaac gave the blessing to Esau and Jacob, he gave the birthright blessing to Jacob. Usually the oldest child would get it. But God had told Rachel that the older son would serve the younger son. And Esau and Jacob were twins, but Esau was born first. He's the older son. But we know from the Bible stories that one day he came home from hunting and he was famished. Esau was famished. And Jacob was making this stew. And Esau said, "Give me some of that stew or I'm going to die." Have you ever felt that hungry? You come in, "Oh, I need something to eat and I need it now." Low blood sugar, whatever. And Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "You can have my birthright. Just give me something to eat." And so Jacob gave him the stew. Esau did not think very much of his birthright, did he? There are people today that don't think very much of their birthright as a child created by God. And then, since Jacob now had the birthright that Esau had given him, Jacob went for the blessing when Isaac was dying. Isaac thought he was blessing Esau because Jacob had dressed up like Esau, but Jacob still got the blessing. And the blessing is that you are going to excel and exceed above your brothers. They will bow down to you. They will serve you. You will be first. And when Jacob left, Esau walked in and Isaac was, "Oh, I thought I just blessed you." And Esau said, "No, that was Jacob that you blessed. Give me a blessing too." And Isaac said, "Well, you're going to serve your brother, but when it's been enough, you will break the yoke from off your neck and you'll be free from him." And now we go ahead several hundred of years later and we come to Herod. Herod was known by the Romans and by the Jews as King of the Jews. But here's the similarity. Herod was a descendant of Esau. You see, Esau went and created the nation called Edom when we read about Edom in the Bible, all of the Edomites were descendants from Esau. The Israelites were descendants from Jacob. Herod was a descendant of Esau. He was an Edomite. And he did not like it when the wise men came and said, "Where is he born king of the Jews?" Herod did not want anyone else to have the birthright that Herod had, that he was going to give to his own son. Herod wanted that birthright just like Esau wanted it. But Herod didn't have it because Herod was a descendant of Esau who did not have it. And Jesus was a descendant of Jacob who had the birthright from God, just like God had said to Rachel that Jacob, the younger son, would have the birthright. God had said, Jesus has the birthright as our king, king of the Jews, king of kings. And now Herod does the same thing. This is a spiritual thing that happens over and over again. Herod does the same thing that Esau did. Esau wanted to kill his brother Jacob. And Herod wanted to kill Jesus so that Jesus would not have that birthright of being king of the Jews. And so, just like Rachel told Jacob, "Flee to my brother Laban and you'll be safe," the angels tell Joseph, "Take Jesus and flee into Egypt and you'll be safe." And just like Rachel told Jacob, "Stay there until I send for you," the angel told Joseph, "Stay there until I send for you." We have a spiritual thing happening all over again, and this happens all throughout history. Spiritual blessings follow family lines, and that's why it is so important for us to raise our children to know Jesus so that they will raise their children to know Jesus. And many and most of you come from families that knew the Lord. But even if they didn't, you have changed it by coming to know the Lord. So here we have Herod, descendant of Esau, wanting to kill Jesus, the descendant of Jacob. And this scenario is played over again. And it's all about the birthright. So what does that say to us? What's our birthright? Well, Jesus said, you must be born again. And how do we get born again? We're born of the Spirit of God. Just like Jesus is the Son of God, we're born of His Spirit. And how do we get born of the Spirit of God? By believing in Jesus. And when we have come to believe in Jesus, we are given the birthright as a child of God. We have to have that birthright. We have to have it. And what does it give to us? It gives to us the inheritance of eternal life. That's the blessing. Now, people who do not have the birthright as a son or daughter of God will spend their whole life trying to compensate for it, trying to make money because maybe that'll make me happy, or live in a bigger house because that'll make me happy, or having a wife and then she doesn't meet my needs and then I have to have another wife and she's not making me happy after a while, then I have to have another wife or another husband. Or maybe I have to become well known and have my name known. Now, We as Christians and believers and people who are saved, we all like to have our name known too. I mean, it's just, that is human nature. But the reality of it is that someday none of that stuff is going to matter. The house, the money, the fame, none of it's going to matter. All that's going to matter is that we have the birthright of being born a child of God and an inheritor of heaven. And we have that by accepting Jesus. And then the blessings come here on this earth as we live for him and follow his word. Sometimes we think sin will make us happy. But sin doesn't satisfy. Never does. Never after a person's committed a sin at it was the wrong thing to do. We all know that. But at the time, it seems like that's meeting the need. And the only thing that meets the need that we have is the Holy Spirit who lives in us and knowing Jesus as our Savior. He loves you. And we have the birthright when we accept Jesus. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, thank you for that birthright of being a child of yours. Father, help us to live it, God. Help us to live out our birthright. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.